Radio.com.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
This is Showtime Eric Young.
I'm Sunkey Morella.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
This is your favorite knockout, Tara.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar.
This is WWE Superstar The Miz.
It's me, DDP.
The greatest man that ever lived always likes a good rack, and you're listening to the greatest rack.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
Coming down the aisle will be the former champion, and you'll hear his music.
Did someone not get what they wanted? Oh, that's too bad. Where is your savior?
Surprise, surprise, he ain't here for you. But you know who is? I am. I am here for you just like I have been every day since I have been around.
With your host, Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
All you have to do is believe.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Evening, everyone. Welcome to The Rock right here on WildTalkRadio.com, where we are bringing you the Gobble Gobble Wobble Wobble edition of The Rack. That's right. It is the Thanksgiving show where we are pre-recording and we're just having fun. I'm Lindsay. He's Rock. We're brought to you by YouTube.com/MBG1211, Wrestling Figure Wednesdays. We're just having a good old time, you know?
Gobble Gobble Wobble Wobble, everybody. Hashtag it.
Happy Thanksgiving, y'all. If you celebrated it, if not, happy Thursday.
Exactly.
Oh my God, we're such lunatics. So we have some stuff to get into. This is going to be a little bit shorter show than normal. We're going to be talking Survivor Series, and we're going to be talking last week's NXT. No news, no 50 billion tweets from Rock and Tweet of the Week.
Man, you should hear these Tony Romo tweets I got. But
really? Really? You know?
I guess I'll have to save them for next week.
By the way, I picked the Eagles in football, so they better win.
Awesome. Here's hoping
so,
they win.
So, you know, fly Eagles fly, y'all. Eagles fly.
On the road to victory.
Because they're doing a lot better than the Falcons.
Though the Falcons are in first place, still.
Go us?
Because, well, the Saints can't win at home.
Poor Saints. But yeah, anyway, I say we take a little bit of a break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking all about NXT. What do you think?
Sounds like a plan.
So, we're going to go grab some turkey, and we'll be right back. You're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we'll see you in a minute.
We know we don't get depressed. Here's what we'll call our golden rule. Have faith in you and the things you do. You won't go wrong.
Can't catch a WTR program live? Well, we've got three easy ways for you to listen whenever you want. First, listen to the Wild Talk Radio Network on iTunes. Just head over to iTunes and search for Wild Talk Radio Network and subscribe to our feed. Secondly, download the Stitcher Radio app and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. And finally, just visit the archive section right here at wildtalkradio.com. And you can download every single episode of all your favorite programs. Best of all, it's free. Keep up to date and spread the word to your friends on how you can be part of the Wild Talk Radio Network listening experience.
You never know what will happen when you tune in to CB Radio.
Are you serious? That's the number two.
That's currently number seven. It was number two at one point.
Apparently it's big or something, but I don't know what the fuck it is. It sounds like a gangbang or something.
Techno gangbang. Maybe the world needs to end. End of the world Gangnam style.
Weird shit becomes popular. Like, I swear I've heard all about this stuff, but I was like, what is this, like a fucking martial art, or is this type of food or something? I don't know what the hell it is. Is it sexual position? I play my, work schedule and whatnot, but...
Watch the video.
Okay, let me get the video then.
What the fuck? I thought the people are going to be showing at the party. Oh, you Gundam style over here.
That's the horse you have, man. The horse
you have.
Not the pelvic thrust.
Did Mr. see me in the sky?
Oh, they're riding that pony.
Yeah, I know what it is.
That 800 million? Oh, I'm scared for the future.
Yeah. This is why I don't go to clubs and dance, because I can't do this shit. Hey, I make sure the club's staying still. I'd lean on that wall. I make sure I got drinks in my hand, and I make sure that club's staying still.
Oh, yeah, he's going to be dreaming about him.
Oh, man, damn it. Now I got to... You gotta play something else, Rock.
Wake up and start riding the damn donkey.
Tune in to CB Radio Saturdays, midnight Eastern Time, on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
God bless, I was made in America.
Looking for one of the most popular stop-motion animation wrestling shows on the internet today? Then check out Crash Collision Wrestling, created by the one and only Matt Goldberg. He's the director of Terrified and Pope Against All Odds. CCW is a stop-motion animation series featuring WWE and TNA stars, and it also happens to be endorsed by the likes of Elijah Burke, Hulk Hogan, and TNA Knockout Tara.
This is Tara from Impact Wrestling, and for the number one animated wrestling show, make sure you check out Crash Collision Wrestling, or else get slammed by moi.
Check out the show by logging on to youtube.com/mbg1211, and don't forget to like Crash Collision Wrestling on Facebook. Once again, check out Crash Collision Wrestling today.
Because everybody knows, much like Pope, CCW is pimping.
Calling all pro wrestling fans, don't forget to check out PWMania.com. Again, the web address is PWMania.com. It's the best place on the internet today to get your late-breaking pro wrestling news and spoilers. We also have exclusive interviews, exclusive live results coverage of pay-per-views, rare photos, videos, divas, knockouts, and more. Exclusive writers, pro wrestler columns as well, where you can get a real insider's view of the world of professional wrestling. Bookmark it today, right now. It is PWMania.com.
Chris Jericho, and you're listening to Wild Talk Radio. Don't stop listening, or I will find you. I know where you live. I have Google Earth.
And welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at Wrestling Figure Wednesdays. Go to YouTube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs. And now we're going to talk about tonight's exciting, or I shouldn't say tonight, last week's. See, I'm in show mode. Totally in show mode. Can you tell? Your inner autopilot. So yeah, NXT, Bailey's music, it always gets you pumped up.
Yeah, her theme gets you pumped up and excited and ready for action, and that's what kicked off NXT. Then, see what you did there? Yeah.
Oh, that's not my fault. You did that because you know you found your inner autopilot.
Yes, I did. On last week's edition of NXT, it was Bailey versus Becky Lynch. The one thing I noticed, it just seems weird. With Sasha coming with Becky to the ring, it just doesn't match. Like, she's all hyper and all that. She's swinging her hair back and forth. And she's the quote-unquote rocker chick. And, you have Sasha there. Just, I don't know. She needs to change her entrance just sort of to fit what they're going for. Does that make any sense?
Well, they're doing the BFFs 2.0. And it's something of, I feel like at some point Becky's going to get a makeover to better fit with Sasha, unless this is just a short-term solution for Sasha, which it very well may be.
It might be.
So, if it's short-term, I would say just leave Becky as is. Maybe polish her up just a little bit so she looks more cohesive with Sasha, but if it's going to be a long-term, I expect to see Becky get a makeover and at least be made to look more like she's meant to be with Sasha, as opposed to they're just literally thrown together.
Yeah. The announcers were bringing up during the match that Bailey's been letting people down. Now coming up short against Charlotte, and coming up short the other week against Sasha, she's just been letting people down. And well, I guess in a way she let people down on this week's episode when Sasha caused a little distraction, and Becky Lynch rolled her up, used the tights, and got the win. Becky Lynch is your winner in the opening contest. The girls had a pretty good match before the distraction and the roll-up. After the match, Sasha and Becky were sort of bullying Bailey a little bit, taunting her and whatnot. And then out came the WWE NXT Divas Women's Champion, Charlotte. She made the save, and well, the look on Bailey's face, she was so happy. She was so happy to see Charlotte.
She was. She really was. It's adorable.
It really, really was. So that was the opener. Good stuff to start off the show. They didn't give as much time as the women usually do. And that's the theme of tonight's show. We didn't have a lot of long matches, just a bunch of short, quick matches. So it was like, okay, I see what the theme of tonight's show is.
Yeah, but I like the fact that they opened with the women.
Yeah, and it was treated like a big deal, and it continues and progresses the feud between all four ladies. And then we went backstage when we came back.
Hey, Charlotte.
Hey, Bailey.
I just wanted to thank you for helping me out earlier tonight.
It's fine. Listen, I'm not going to be here next week. Sasha was my best friend. She's a bully. She's not going to stop. No, look me in the face. Don't go near her. Don't ask for a match. Just stay away.
Bailey has this innocent look on her face. I won't do anything, I promise. And then she goes in for the hug, and Charlotte's all awkward, trying to, like, oh, okay, we do this hug thing? Okay, alright. I'll really hug you now.
Great.
Oh, I love Bailey. She's awesome.
She's adorable.
She is adorable, and I like the two of them together. They have an awkward chemistry that just sort of works.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes any sense, it just sort of works together.
Bailey's like this cute little awkward puppy around Charlotte.
Uh-huh.
And she's just like, love me! And Charlotte's like, okay, Pat's head.
Yeah, I will give you what you want.
Yeah, just, okay. Yeah, so, because Charlotte's trying to be like, yeah, I'm totally badass and awesome, and yeah, oh, okay, we're hugging? Oh, okay.
Alright. Pat on the back. Are we done now? Okay. Okay. Okay, Bailey. Okay. I have a feeling Bailey's going to be up to something.
I have a feeling Charlotte's in for another hug attempt.
Yeah. So our next contest of the evening was, well, before we get to the next contest, the Vaudevillains made their way to the ring, and, well, they had something to say.
You all know that we are gentlemen. That we are genteel, kind, and above all, patient. But we also believe that when you've earned something like we have as number one contenders, that we deserve to have it now.
Oh, look at this!
Rising up to the occasion.
It's the Lucha Dragons! Wait, no, no. It's the mini Lucha Dragons. As we had two minis come to the ring in Lucha Dragon shirts and masks, and they came to the ring, and, you know, the announcers made some short jokes, and then we had a fight, sort of. The Vaudevillains called for a referee. Gotch went to his knees, fought one of the minis, and airplane spins for everybody. And then English hit a neckbreaker on one of the minis for the victory. The Gotch and English were outstanding with these minis. They just sort of, yeah, they treated like them real opponents and then just killed them.
Yep, pretty much. It was amazing. I love the Vaudevillains.
And we're headed to, you know, probably a showdown between the Lucha Dragons and the Vaudevillains for the belts coming up soon.
And please.
And speaking of soon, just take a listen to this.
I will fight anyone and everyone. Bet against me if you want to. But it's my turn now. I am the future.
And this promo ends with 12, 11, 14. And the man... And the man whose face was in this promo, if you couldn't tell by the voice, the artist formerly known as Kevin Steen.
So, Kevin Steen is making his debut in NXT. It should be interesting.
And he'll be appearing on the NXT Live special, NXT TakeOver R Evolution.
So the question is will he join the ranks of one Finn Balor and Hideo Itami, or will he do his own thing?
I think he may be doing his own thing. It seems like he may be doing his own thing because, you know, they got their hands full with the Ascension right now, and we'll get into them here in a bit. But, yeah, it'll be interesting to see what they do with Kevin Steen at NXT TakeOver R Evolution. A little unique spin to the phrasing of the event. They put in an R Evolution. Up next, in 23 seconds, Baron Corbin beat Samson with End of Days. The fans count it, 23 seconds. Yeah, there's, again, nothing to it.
I like Baron Corbin, I really do.
But
I want to see him do more.
Well, it looks like he will be doing more because as Baron Corbin left, the Bull Dempsey, came down, walked right past him, and entered the ring for his match against Steve Cutler. As always, Bull won with the flying headbutt for the victory. The fans were disappointed when they started to count. They figured, oh, Bull's going to come out and beat the dude as quick as Baron did, and that sort of didn't happen. They weren't happy. And then he hit the headbutt for the win. It looks like we're going to get a showdown between Bull Dempsey and Baron Corbin, most likely.
Possibly.
Seems we're headed into that direction. See how that goes. I don't know if that's the right pairing, but again, we don't know much because we've never seen Baron Corbin in a long, stretched-out match yet. Though what I'm hearing is on the live events he works longer matches. So that's mm-hmm. at least something where okay, not on TV, we're not seeing it. But everywhere else we are.
And that's what you want to hear.
Yeah. So yeah, Bill Dempsey picked up the win. Yeah. We'll see what happens with Bill Dempsey and Baron Corbin. I don't know. I'm not a fan.
Could be an interesting pairing, or it could be a really bad pairing. We'll just have to see.
Speaking of pairings, it was Tyson Kidd versus Mr. Man Panties, CJ Parker.
Mr. Man Panties.
Ended up tapping out to the sharpshooter to Tyson Kidd.
Color me surprised.
But then Mr. Kidd, well, had a challenge.
As a third generation Hart family member, there's a lot of responsibility thrust upon me, but my Uncle Brett taught me that instead of waiting for a challenge to be issued, to come out here and issue the challenge myself. So Finn Balor, next week, if you have what it takes, I'll see you in this ring, and you will be excellently executed. Back!
Mm-hmm. Okay, wait. There was so much wrong with that. Tyson, you're married to the third generation Hart family member? Does it make you third generation?
By extension?
She's third generation, not him.
I know.
Doesn't make it him anything by extension. It's, you know, Natty is third generation and Tyson is not. And excellently executed? Seriously? What are we, in third grade?
He was stealing Brett's phrase, because Bret Hart was the excellence of execution.
Yeah, no. Just no.
Yeah, I know. So, but besides that, that should be a good match.
It should be a good match. I'm curious to see how Finn works with other people. Let's put it like that, because he's had one match, so.
Yeah, he has. We then have backstage our new favorite trio.
1-2, Zoe, 1-2. Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. There you go, Zoe, looking good.
You boys ready for your match tonight?
Hand speed. Can't teach that.
Hey, Carmel, you've been doing good as of late. Congratulations.
I know.
Yeah, I'm the one who should be congratulated here. Took it at G University. Got her degree. You know what I'm saying? I'm the reason why you're doing good. Touch everything I know.
I'm only here because you guys put me in this position.
You guys? What are we doing?
We did just solid.
You got me fired. You guys owed me big time, remember?
Carmel. I don't dwell on what happened in kindergarten, all right? Got things you got to worry about. Got a match coming up.
Yeah, let's go. We got a match.
Oh, boy.
Don't go anywhere. Enzo and Cass are in action next on NXT.
Interesting promo by the trio.
I like them together. I just don't necessarily like this promo.
Yeah, this was not their best.
She was much more demure, I guess is the word I'm looking for, or timid, mm-hmm. in this than she has been in the past.
Yeah, I would agree.
So, not the best, but still love these three together.
So we then had Enzo and Big Cass taking on Dawson Wilder. Enzo and Cass picked up the victory, but that's not the story of what happened here. The match was a match, and it usually is a match with those two. It was what happened afterwards, and that was the Ascension attacked. They attacked Big Cass and Enzo from behind on the ramp. They threw Cass off the ramp. Then they attacked Dawson and Wilder in the ring, and well, then they had a challenge, or not even a challenge, more of a warning for some people.
Hello, Tommy. Finn Balor. We are not dead. But the two of you, very soon, you will be.
This is far from over. The ascension will rise again!
Let's bring out our mean, tough guy voices. Arrgh.
Stop letting the big one talk, please. Stop letting the big one talk, please.
Mean guy just, voices. Arrgh.
Just let Victor do the talking or find them a manager or something because, oh my gosh, Connor cannot talk. I like him. He's a big, scary-looking dude. I think that will take him far. He's a pretty good wrestler, too, but... He has the mic skills of a carrot.
Right.
And that's just not going to do well. So, yeah, just stop letting him talk. Let Victor do all the talking and have Connor be the big scary one. Please.
Yeah. I'm with you there. We then go backstage for a quick little segment.
Come in. Hello, Sammy.
Mr. Eagle, I just want to thank you very much for the opportunity to go out there and give me a minute to go speak my mind. There's just something I need to get off my chest, and I really appreciate the opportunity. So
okay.
Thank you. Thanks.
All right.
Thank you.
A little quick to the point, and well, then he was in the ring, and well,
he teleported.
He teleported. Well, he did his all fancy little thing, and then, well, had something to say.
You know, my entire life, my entire career, I knew I had what it took to be a champion. But watching the footage back of last week, that clearly proves otherwise. That's not easy to watch. And I don't know who can relate to that feeling of working your entire life to one moment and then having that slip through your fingers like that. But I'm telling you, there's not a lot of feelings worse than that. And I didn't get it. After the match, I didn't understand why I didn't have that NXT championship. But watching that back, I get it. I totally get it. And right now, Adrian Neville, respectfully, I'd like to ask you to come out here because there's something that I need you to hear.
Sammy.
Hey, no, wait. Hear me out. Just give me a minute. Hear me out. If I can't win the big one, as you've said, as lots of other naysayers have said, if I can't win the big one, if I can't beat you for that NXT championship, then I don't know what I'm doing here. Now, you don't owe me anything. You don't owe me a rematch for the championship. You don't owe me anything. But if our friendship or whatever's left of it at this point means anything to you, you'll give me one more chance at that NXT championship. And if I can't beat you for that NXT championship, then I am done.
First of all, Sammy, anytime you want a rematch, I would love to give you a rematch. I would give you a rematch tonight. But unfortunately, that's not our decision. That's the job of William Regal. But besides that, Sammy, above all, you know, like you said, I'm your friend. I admire you, and I respect you. And you have proven time after time to everybody that you are one of the best in the world. And you have nothing left to prove. You need to pick your chin up. This is not the end of the world.
You need to tell me about what I need to prove and what I don't need to prove. Because the proof is in the pudding and it's on your shoulder right now. And the fact that you are NXT champion and I am not, you don't need to tell me what I need to prove. This is my life and I'm living it. I'm living it. And if I can't beat you for that, then I don't need to be here.
Come
Firstly, gentlemen, Sammy, now look at me. You are far from being a failure. In fact, I think you've proven yourself time and time again to be very worthy of an NXT Championship rematch. You were a part of NXT Arrival. And now that we've taken over the WWE Network, I can't think of a bigger or a better main event than Adrian Neville versus Sami Zayn for the NXT title. As we continue our evolution of NXT, in fact, that rematch will take place on Thursday, December the 11th. NXT TakeOver, our evolution.
Sammy, there we have it. There we have it. We have our rematch. And it will be a huge rematch. But one thing I'm not prepared to do is let you put your career on the line. Sammy, we came up together and you have worked far too hard. And I refuse to be responsible for ending your dream.
Hey, I'll tell you what. You don't need to feel any burden of responsibility, because whether it's in that contract or not, if I can't beat you and become NXT champion, I am done.
Interesting right there, huh?
So big stakes for Sami Zayn's rematch.
Yeah,
could this be the end of him?
Could be this. He, one way or another, he believes this could be the end of him, even though Neville doesn't want to put it in the contract. Sami Zayn's all for it. He wants to put his career on the line in NXT, because if he can't beat Neville for the belt, he has no business being in NXT.
He kind of has a point. I mean, if you can't win the big match, if you can't win the big one, then why are you there?
Yeah, and we saw last week he came up short, so it's like, huh. If you can't do it now, you'll never be able to do it. So it's like, watch Tyson Kidd fail repeatedly against Adrian Neville. Now we've seen Sami Zayn fail against Adrian Neville. And Sami's failed a couple times, the big four-way, and now last week as well. So it's like,
To be fair, Adrian Neville had to fail a few times against Bo Dallas before he finally got his crack at the title.
Right, and it's always when it's that final chance, when you have when the back is against the wall, that you finally step up to the plate and get the job done.
Yep, so we'll have to see how this one goes.
So there you go.
And that's NXT.
That is NXT, so good show tonight. Or last week. Man, it's so weird not saying, you know, because we usually tape this on a Thursday, so it's like, okay, well, tonight. No, it happened last week. You know what we mean.
Yeah, y'all know, even though we screw up. You know, for all we know, they could be listening to this on a Thursday night.
They could be. It could be on a Thursday night. You could be, you know, sitting back, you know, watching, you know, the Eagles beat the Cowboys, and you just sit back, hey, let's listen to the Rack.
And there's the obligatory shot, and on that note, I say we take our second and final break of the evening, and when we come back, we're going to be talking about Sunday's Survivor Series and how the landscape of WWE was changed forever. If you missed the pay-per-view, you don't want to miss this. We're going to break it all down for you. You're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be right back.
Out and about when your favorite WTR program is on the air. Don't worry, we've got you covered. You can listen to WTR on the go with TuneIn Radio. Just download the TuneIn Radio app for your Android or iPhone, iPad or tablet, and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. Best of all, it's free. What are you waiting for? Download the TuneIn Radio app today. Tune in to WTR, wherever you are.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
It's boots to asses time.
From the big returns.
You gotta be kidding me! I see a ghost! Jonathan! It's Jake the Snake Roberts! What on earth? I've got chills out of here!
To the shocking moments.
Case you haven't figured it out yet, what I do better than anybody is adapt. Last night was plan A. Tonight, plan B. There's always a plan B.
Oh my God! Are you kidding me? Rollins now pins Dean Ambrose after he took out Reigns!
And the moments that leave you speechless.
He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
The evolution of online sports entertainment begins again on Sunday nights when you step into the ring with Wrestle Talk Radio. Covering all the latest in the WWE, TNA, and the indie scene. Plus, providing you with the most comprehensive coverage of every WWE and TNA pay-per-view. Join Wrestle Talk Radio every Sunday night, live only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
There is only one place to go for all the latest wrestling action figure reviews, and that's Wrestling Figure Wednesday, with new episodes every Wednesday and Friday. Wrestling Figure Wednesday provides you with some of the most intricate reviews of the latest wrestling action figures from both WWE and TNA. And if that's not enough, look out for some exclusive wrestling action figure reviews that you won't see anywhere else. The only place to find these wrestling action figure reviews is at youtube.com/MBG1211.
Hey gang, this is Tara, formerly known as Victoria from WWE, and I just want to say Matt Goldberg is a genius.
Make sure you check out Wrestling Figure Wednesdays today.
This is Kane from WWE, and you're listening to The Rack on Wild Talk Radio.
Back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at Wrestling Figure Wednesdays. Go to youtube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs. And now we're going to jump right into Survivor Series, which was this past Sunday, the 23rd, just in case anybody's wondering. And this was a very, very, very pleasant surprise of a show, wouldn't you say?
It was a very pleasant surprise of a show, and I brought this point up on Sunday night. This show didn't feel very long at all. It felt really, really short. Short's not a bad way. It is a bad way to say it. It felt like it sort of flew by. It just sort of had a nice flow to it all, up and down. It was a pretty good show overall.
It was. It was something of there wasn't too much drag in it, which was really nice.
Yeah, there really wasn't. which was very good. There was not much drag in it at all, and that's what you sort of like. You like that there isn't any sort of drag to it. But we should start from the beginning, break it down, and go from there. And it starts with the pre-show.
It does, and we saw the return of Fandango.
The new and improved Fandango.
He doesn't do the cha-cha anymore. I'm so sad.
No, he doesn't.
So I can't, get the cha-cha la-la stuck in your head.
That won't stop you, though.
Oh, no. Oh, hell no. It will never stop me. But just saying, there's not much of an excuse to do it anymore because, we never hear it, so...
Yeah, it's going to be a while since we'll hear it because it's going away. The cha-cha la-la is going away and it won't... It won't be stuck in people's heads anymore. But, on the flip side, he took on Justin Gabriel in the opening contest on the pre-show, where about 20 people were actually in the building at this point, but they had the match. And Fandango picked up the victory with his leg drop from the top rope. That sort of thing.
Yep, and can I just say, Rosa, honey, I know you're trying. I know you're trying so hard, but she is just anything but graceful.
Yeah, and well. Since we mentioned it, I might as well, play it.
One last time, as a tribute.
As a tribute to Fandango. So we had that match, and then we had, later on in the show, Cesaro came out, and he was coming out to, support Team Authority, and I'm sitting here, I'm listening to him talk, and he's going on and on and on and on. And there was one thing that was going through my head while listening to all this, alright?
Hmm.
And it reminded me of a moment, and we're going to talk more about the moment later, but it reminded me of, he's going, long live the Authority, and I just thought of...
Long live the Alliance! Long live the Alliance!
Yep. It's the Alliance versus WWE all over again.
Yeah. There were many, many examples, and we'll bring that up later in the show, where you can sort of piece it together that, there are some mentions to the former Alliance back in the day. So, this leads us to this led to Swagger versus Cesaro. Swagger winning with the ankle lock. Typical match between the two.
Yeah, very good typical match. It was kind of a little disappointing to not see the bitterness between the two, but what can you do?
Yeah, pretty much. So it's sort of like, just sort of that, yeah. Zeb and Swagger came out in support of Team Cena.
No real shocker there.
No real shocker, no. We then get to the pay-per-view itself in the opening contest. Before the opening contest, Vince McMahon arrived. He arrived in his limo, and then came out to start off the show. It was Vince McMahon opened up talking about how this is going to be an epic night, and he guarantees it will be a night we'll never, ever forget. Stephanie and Hunter were with him. Stephanie says they'll make him proud and get to, Vince, chant started. He was like, enough of this stuff. He doesn't like being in the spotlight these days. He then brings out Cena. Vince brings up the firing stint. Vince brought up how they won't be in power. Stephanie brings up how they will be running the show from the headquarters. And, she says, isn't that right, Dad? And Vince was like, no.
Not exactly
how that's going to be. Vince says that's not what he had in mind. Vince signed the contract and said the only person that can bring the authority back is the power is Cena. And then John Cena says there is no chance in hell that he will bring them back.
Well, we'll have to see. It's going to be a tough argument with that computer returning.
Yeah, we're going to have to wait and see there. So we go to our opening before we get to the opening contest. I like the interaction between the four. This was, again, they're trying to, this show is a one-match show, basically. So they're selling it hard.
Pretty much, yeah.
And that's what they needed to do. And it was like, people complained, oh my god, it's sort of like Raw, but this was the night where they're selling one match, a history-making match. And, you know, from time to time, you need a promo. And that's what we got. But then we had an opening contest for the WWE Tag Team titles. Goldust and Stardust taking on the Usos, taking on the Miz and Mizdal, and Los Matadores. We needed to address this before anything starts. Stardust. And the red.
He just gets creepier.
Yeah, he does. The red. I don't understand the red.
I guess he wanted to be different.
I guess so. I guess that's what he wanted to do. He wanted to be different. He wanted people to remember his name, and I guess that's what happened there.
I guess.
So this was a good opener. All four teams were really, really good. Mizdal stole the tag after a big Tower of Doom spot and an Uso splash, and Mizdal stole the tag. Well, actually, mocked the tag for what the Miz did, because he tugging like that, so he just did the same thing. He tags in and picks up the win. So your brand new tag team champions, the Miz and Mizdal. Though the Mizdal, he had one job, and that was to get into the ring correctly, and he sort of stumbled trying to enter the ring. Oops.
Yep.
So we then had Team Natty versus Team Paige in a traditional Survivor Series matchup. Naomi eliminate Cameron. Alicia Fox eliminate Layla. Emma eliminate Summer. So it left Paige all by herself with no friends left. She started to run but got tossed back into the ring by Emma. And then Naomi was able to finish off Paige. So your winner is Team Natty. So the entire team survived. I was in the minority in this one, but I liked this match.
This wasn't a bad match. It wasn't a terribly good match, but it wasn't bad. It was one of those, they threw it together at the last minute. The girls did what they could do with it. They got a lot of time for it, which was really nice. And they put on the best that they could, and it was an enjoyable match. There were some really good spots in it. I just really don't have a lot of complaints about this match.
No, there were really no complaints from my end. Though Naomi, whew, that scissor lock DDT, whew, that's impressive.
Mm-hmm.
That's very impressive. That was like the first hour of the show, and then there's like, okay, this is where the show picks up, and I'm just going to sit back, relax, and go Bray Wyatt, Dean Ambrose.
Bray Wyatt, Dean Ambrose.
I think the one thing you can say about this match, very, very competitive.
Very competitive, very well-paced match. They did a good job with it. Bray can't work a high-paced match very well. That shows a lot of the time. Dean did a really nice job of working with him and making sure that they were both able to get through it okay. They had some great, great spots in this match. A lot of back and forth. A lot of just really them feeling each other out. And like Rock said, a very competitive contest where it was kind of almost, well,
I can do that too, but I can do it better.
They were they were physical with one another. They kept just going back and forth with one another. Physicality back and forth. Like, there are moments where they just got face. There's this one picture that's floating out there of them face to face. Yeah. It was. You could tell they're friends and they were having a lot of fun in this match.
Yeah, you can tell these two are really kind of awesome and just they're friends. You can tell they're friends, they're buddies, because it's the way that they work together. They have this just fantastic chemistry with each other that God, I just love it.
And we learned one thing: Dean is not as flexible as Bray Wyatt.
No, he tried to do the backbend taunt in the corner and he couldn't quite get it.
He had to use the ropes and sort of bent himself down, stuck his tongue out, tried to mock Bray Wyatt. And as we learned, you don't mock Bray Wyatt.
No, you pay hard for mocking Bray Wyatt.
But Bray decided to mock Dean on, you know, himself as well. Dean was down for a while. He picked up the microphone. He started taunting Dean. And then he brought in a chair. And he was begging Dean to hit him with a chair. And, well, unlike John Cena, Dean will hit you with the chair. And that's what Dean did. He hit Bray with the chair, causing disqualification. So your winner was Bray Wyatt via disqualification. And then Dean just went absolutely nuts, beating on Bray with the chair. And then that wasn't enough. Chair, over, throwing about a dozen chairs into the ring, like three at a time at some points. He threw a lot of chairs, covered him in a table. And as you mentioned, before he did that, he actually put him through a table?
He did, yes.
And we both sat here and thought back to what they... Because this was like... I mentioned this on Sunday, and Lindsay can you know, really talk about it more because she's actually seen the clip. Of the because they've been doing this on the house show, especially over in the UK, where this was the repeated spot on the show, where he would come off the top rope, do the elbow drop through the table. And there was this one time in London, or in the UK, rather. I think it was the UK. Somewhere over there. Somewhere overseas.
Somewhere across the pond.
Where they had this table set up, and, well, this is the one time Dean probably didn't securely set the legs correctly. As the legs sort of just caved in underneath Bray Wyatt.
Yeah, I can't tell if you actually watched the clip, if it hasn't been pulled, whether Dean doesn't secure it right, or if Bray accidentally kicks it out. Because Bray just kind of falls onto the table, and he's got a leg dangling, and he's swinging his leg, and so you can't tell if he kicks the leg out, or what happens.
But it's just sort of like, table falls, and Bray's just laying there, so Dean has to go get another table, set him up onto it, and then actually do the elbow drop. Just a hysterically funny moment.
Yeah, like, and you can kind of almost see Bray's face. It's like, oh, crap.
I wasn't expecting that.
Damn. It's like, ow.
So you notice Dean securely set up this table. He took an extra few seconds to make sure this table would not give out. So he dropped the elbow, then put another table on, threw more chairs, and then we were like, Dean, no, Dean, no, Dean, what are you doing with the ladder? No.
Yeah, if they would have let him, he would have jumped.
He would have jumped down onto the table, onto Bray Wyatt, and all those chairs. But this set up, what's coming up in 3 weeks, tables, ladders, and chairs, Bray versus Dean Ambrose. Which should be excellent.
Yes. I kind of can't wait for this. These crazy bastards are going to kill each other, but it will be amazing.
And this one you're going to have to pay to see.
Yep. Sorry, y'all. Go get your network subscriptions, $9.99 a month.
To see Bray Wyatt and Dean Ambrose in a TLC match.
Yep.
There, we should mention throughout the night there were pep talk segments with both Team Authority and Team Cena, and it was very awkward, the Team Authority one, where they were going, fight, 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 fight.
Yeah, and Luke was kind of sort of like, they would say fight, like 2 seconds later, fight.
Luke tried. Luke tried.
He's a little slow on the uptake sometimes.
But they made it feel like they're rallying the troops like they did back in 2001 for the Alliance. We're going to rally the troops and we're going to get the job done. We're going to fight, fight, fight to the finish. Everything is on the line. Speaking of fight, 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 this match became a fight, or it became a match after there was a backstage altercation while the Bunny and Adam Rose were playing with toys. Slater Gator showed up, and it led to Adam Rose and the Bunny versus Slater Gator. And, well, the Bunny and Adam Rose picked up the win over Slater Gator. And, well, the Bunny stole the Rosebuds.
Yeah, Adam Rose had a tough night.
Yeah. He won a tag, but the Bunny wouldn't do it. The Bunny won. And we noticed the Bunny was fully covered. Like, we shouldn't see his skin this time.
Kind of interesting.
They were trying to hide the identity. But then we move on to a blink and you missed it match. The Kiss of Death. AJ Lee versus Nikki Bella for the Divas Championship. Bree with a kiss. AJ gets rack attacked. Your winner and new Divas Champion, Nikki Bella.
I was really disappointed in this match.
Because it wasn't a match.
Because it wasn't a match. I mean, I understand that they got their time severely cut late in the day and they did what they could with it, and I can appreciate it. I just really was actually looking forward to seeing these two wrestle and see what would happen. Like, the fact that Nikki has the title, that's fine, because that helps to move things forward and helps to kind of open the door for other people, because we all know what's going to happen, Bree's going to turn. But yeah, I was really disappointed that we didn't get the match. It's like, come on, y'all.
I was actually looking forward to this one. I know a lot of people are down on the Bellas, but I'm high on the Bellas right now, and I wanted to see this match. And we're going to get that match here coming up in a couple weeks, but I'm looking forward to it. And, well, I like how they creatively got out of the match.
Yeah, it was a creative way. And it kind of, and I think it made every fanboy's dream come true.
It did. You heard, if you listen to Wrestle Talk Radio, Mace was very excited about this moment.
And as he should be, it was a great moment for a lot of people involved. You know, it's something of, again, I would have liked to have seen them wrestle, but it was a nice, kind of clever way to tie back into Daniel Bryan to sort of give AJ her revenge. To get revenge on AJ, I should say.
So is this where we crush everyone's dream and just say that, in a roundabout way, CM Punk and Daniel Bryan just kissed?
Again,
yeah. That's right, they did kiss once upon a time over AJ.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we get to the main event. Team Authority versus Team Cena. And, well, Hunter was very, very involved in this one. As far as, you know, Hunter and Steph were on the apron to start this match. And we're like, why are they on the apron? Why are they on the apron? And he was giving this pep talk, major pep talk to Mark Henry. And, you know, Big Show knocked out Mark Henry, like, right away. 1, 2, 3, Mark Henry was gone. That was surprising, but thank God he got out, because when they said Big Show, Mark Henry starting things, I was like, why those two?
Yeah. It's like, no!
Now, before we get into the rest of this matchup, Eric Rowan came out with brand new music.
He did!
Oh, and also, earlier, he was still futzing with his Rubik's Cube. He's gonna figure it out one of these days.
We're all rooting for Eric to solve that Rubik's Cube. That was my excuse for him not to get fired, was we all need to see if Eric can solve the Rubik's Cube.
Yeah. Rusev eliminated Ryback, which was, you know, fine. And there's a lot of people up in arms. Why eliminate Ryback right away? Well, he hits Ryback. Then the match sort of became a match. It was a good match between both sides. Then we got to the major spot where Rusev was dominating people, and then he starts dominating Dolph Ziggler, and he's on the outside with Dolph Ziggler. He's pulling apart tables. He lays Ziggler out on the table, goes for a big dive, missed. He goes through the Spanish announce table. Ziggler gets back in, and Rusev is counted out. Creative way to get rid of Rusev.
Mm-hmm. Very creative way.
So before that actually happened, there was a little bit of a tease. Eric Rowan and Luke Harper, they were in the ring together. They're about to go. It was awkward. And Lindsay was like, no.
I was yelling at the TV. I was like, no.
She was.
I was literally yelling at them to get back on the apron because I cannot take them fighting.
Well, Seth Rollins helped you out at that point, tagging himself in.
Thank you, Seth.
But they did eventually have a physical altercation for a little bit. And the end result was Luke Harper eliminated Eric Rowan, Seth Rollins with a knee, and then Luke Harper with the clothesline to Eric Rowan. Luke Harper eliminated Eric Rowan.
Now, I'd just like to talk about these two fighting for a minute, because you don't know what to expect with Luke and Eric, and it's like, are they just going to have a slugfest? What are they going to do? No. These two fight like brothers. Like, seriously. They fight like brothers. At one point, Luke jumped on Eric's back.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they were duking it out. They were shoving each other around. And then we saw Eric pull an amazing spinning kick.
Yeah, there was a
high kick at that.
Uh-huh. On Luke, yeah.
And everybody's like, holy crap, I didn't realize he could do that. But, yeah, I'm curious to see a feud between Luke and Eric. I really would like to see it.
Though it will break your heart.
It will break my heart completely, but I kind of want to see it.
So things sort of got interesting there as well. Big Show then knocked out John Cena, allowing Seth Rollins to eliminate John Cena. So the Big Show, for his 30th time or 32nd time, depending on the math.
In a year?
No. This is the legit. 30 or 32 times in his career has turned. That's a lot. People are doing the math and figuring this out. That's kind of scary. Big Show counted himself out. So you look at it, it's 3-on-1 at this point. Ziggler versus the world. He eventually eliminates Kane. He eventually eliminates Luke Harper, though he pulled the pants to get it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was down to Ziggler and Seth Rollins. And Ziggler and Rollins, they put on a hell of a battle for a few minutes together. Like, they had some, like, 2 9/10 near falls. Like, Ziggler was going to win type near falls. Which were really, really good. But, as Ziggler got close, Hunter stepped in, pulled the referee out. Knocked that ref out, starts beating up on him. But Ziggler gets control again. As the other ref came out, another zigzag. 1, 2. Hunter this time just gets in the ring and beats up on the ref. Knocks him out, tosses him out of the ring. Pedigrees Ziggler. And he's calling for another referee. Here comes Scott Armstrong. 1, 2. Wait. What's going on? The lights went out. I hear a crow. A crow is making a sound.
Could it be?
Goosebumps. It is! Sting makes his WWE debut at Survivor Series. Makes that long walk to the ring. Has a 3-minute stare down with Triple H. Which leads to Hunter going, what the hell are you doing here? And then Sting with a big... Hunter goes for a shot. Sting with a shot. Scorpion death drop. Hunter's out. Sting drags Ziggler onto Rollins. 1, 2, 3. The authority is out of power. Thanks to Ziggler and Sting.
So, the authority's done thanks to Sting, and that led to interesting shenanigans on Monday Night Raw.
Yeah, it did. But mainly, I want to get your reaction to Sting.
Sorry. My reaction to Sting? I was excited. I mean, it's cool to see Sting in WWE just because we witnessed history.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a neat thing to say, that, you know where you were when Sting actually made his debut in WWE, and, you know, he's kind of the last holdout for WCW, and they finally got him.
Still waiting for the Disco Inferno.
Still waiting for the Disco Inferno. But, you know, in terms of how he looked okay. You could tell that the difference between the TNA cameras and the WWE cameras, the TNA cameras in this case were much kinder to Sting because they were not as high quality as WWE's.
Though at the same time, WWE's budget is so much better because they gave him an outfit.
Yep, they did. They gave him an outfit, they gave him generic music. But yeah, you could definitely see every bit of the 55 years on Sting, but it was a cool moment to see.
No, here's the thing I noticed, because we all know Sting has a bald spot. It's very clear. So his hair is no longer black. They did the right thing by having him make it brown, because it sort of blends some more. It covers the bald spot a little bit. Not great, but a little bit.
But yeah, it's like, and his hair was all fried out, and yeah, I mean, he looked okay.
He looked the part,
he looked like Sting, but it was just and it was cool, but, you know, just in terms of the look hurt it for me a little bit, and it was mainly the hair, because it was just like, wow, it was just a hot mess. His hair was just a hot mess, I'm just gonna say it. But other than that, I thought it was really, really cool to see. And it's just one of those moments that's going to live for forever, you know?
Yeah, because Sting is now in WWE and is on pace to wrestle his first match, probably at WrestleMania. And that's going to be cool to see. And I love how there's two websites out there that have put out reports. One, he's currently scheduled to face The Undertaker at WrestleMania. The other, he's currently scheduled to face Triple H at WrestleMania. So one side's right, one side's wrong. Who will it be? We'll know in time. But it's goose cool. I had goosebumps. We were on the phone talking as it happened. I was like, I got goosebumps because it was cool. Like, before they turned up the lights, that was Sting.
Yep.
That was Sting in WWE. And yeah, that was pretty cool. I don't know how well he'll mix overall, but for one night, it was very cool to see.
It was. It really was. So we'll have to see how they use him going forward.
So it's like we mentioned, this was a good pay-per-view. The wrestling, the match that needed delivered. The main event was really, really, really good. And the Bray Wyatt Dean Ambrose was a really physical, good match, leading to what should be a really, really epic match at the pay-per-view.
I would agree with that.
To quickly go over it, we both had Team Natty, we got that one right. We both had the Dust Brothers, we got that one wrong. We both had Bray Wyatt, we got that one right. I had Nikki, you had AJ, and we both had the Authority. I was 3-2, you were 2-3.
Didn't do so well this time, but that's okay.
That's okay. But that was Survivor Series in a nutshell.
It was, so I say that's a show in a nutshell.
It is a show in a nutshell. Check out all the great programming we have here on the Mile Talk Radio Network, from TV Radio to Wrestle Talk Radio to the Raw Post Show. And keep checking out The Rack every Thursday at 10 p.m. Eastern right here on the Mile Talk Radio Network. And you can follow me on Facebook at Mile Talk Radio Network, on Facebook, and on Twitter at Mile Talk Radio.
You can follow me on Twitter at LinsWard, LINSWRD, and go to my website, psychboarddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/LinsWard, same as the Twitter. And speaking of viewing stuff that's kind of cool, check out our fine sponsors, PWMania.com, TNAsylum.com, The Haven for TNA fans, and Wrestling Figure Wednesdays. Go to youtube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop-motion action figure needs. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You're listening to The Rack. We're going to go eat a little bit more turkey, possibly pass out, because, you know, I'm a little full.
Happy Turkey Day, everybody.
Happy gobble gobble wobble wobble to everybody.
even if you don't celebrate.
Yeah, yeah. Gobble, gobble, wobble, wobble.
So, till next week. Bye.